Here's a thought about aging issues, which is a very pertinent discussion for those of us of a certain generation and a certain decade of experience in our photographic career. We're getting older, and there's no denying it, nor is there any reversing it. It is what it is. So how do we think about it? Well, amongst my peers anyway, there's no question that the most frequent topics of discussion we have to do with aging, with time, how much time do we have left, how many years, how many decades. Mobility is a big issue, particularly those of us who have had issues with knees and backs and whatnot from a lifetime of carrying heavy camera gear and backpacking equipment, etc. There are eyesight issues. We just don't see as well as we used to see in our 20s and 30s. A biggie, of course, is what are we going to do with all the stuff we've not only collected and gathered, but created over the course of our creative life? What do we do with our life's output? Which is a part of a bigger topic, which is downsizing from a life of acquisition. At some point in time, we're all going to face the issues of what, maybe no longer being able to live on our own and not knowing when that's going to becoming a big issue. So what are we to do with all of this? There's a lot to think about as we creep closer and closer to taking up our permanent residence in the ink maintenance tank, or as Ansel Adams used to put it, the final wash. I wrote an article about this because it was my response to so many people calling up, emailing, asking if I had any ideas about what they ought to do with their lifetime of work. It used to be that such an archive might be a candidate for your alma mater in college. But they're not taking work anymore because it requires a lot of money to house it, maintain it, make sure it's preserved, fund scholarly research or publication. And basically, they're likely to only want your work if you're a really famous photographer, and lots of us aren't. So is there an answer to this business about aging? Well, I don't know if I have an answer, but I do have a couple of thoughts based on my own research and my own thinking about these issues as I get a little older, one of which is I no longer produce work to have as an inventory in case I might need it someday. I print work because I have an exhibition coming up, or I have someone who wants a piece of work or has purchased a piece of work, or I want to give away a piece of work. But I don't just amass an inventory of work anymore. The second thing that occurred to me fairly early on as I was thinking about this for the article was a simple matter of prioritizing. What's important? What do I want to accomplish with the remaining time that I have? And are there aspects of my creative life that I can simply eliminate because they don't rise to the level of importance that others do? So, taking the advice that I heard years ago from a friend of mine as she aged, she said that the process of getting older is the process of letting go. I think there's a lot of wisdom in that. Letting go of projects or ideas or trips that we've fantasized about taking, letting go of that because they just don't rise to the priority level. Focus our attention and our energies on the important things that we want to get done and let everything else just fall away. Recognizing that every one of us is going to pass away with a to-do list that has items not yet completed. Can we at least make sure that we've completed all the ones that are important to us? Which is a challenge of understanding what is of value to us, but that's a part of the art life no matter how old you are or what issues you're facing in the future. Do we go to this location? Do we go to that location? When we're there, what do we photograph? How do we present it? Those are all issues that we've been dealing with our whole life. They just pertain with greater intensity as we get a little closer to the end of our art life. We're all going to find ourselves at the end with things we wish we had done. Can we at least find ourselves at the end with all the important things done? And with as little detritus waste left behind as we can possibly muster. I'm very happy and very lucky that I'm pretty healthy. I don't have a lot of issues that are facing me here in the early years of my 70s. But I know they're coming. And in particular, having gone through it with Maureen, it comes out of left field. and all of a sudden your life changes. So why not take advantage and be grateful of our good health and our capabilities today and get some artwork done today, this week, this month, this year, because you have something to say with your artwork, and we'd all love to know what that is. So say it.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.